One pick. One throne.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Stewart, and welcome to King of the Hill Survivor Pool Show. I'm your host, Sean Stewart. And as you know, last week, I did not do the show last week because it was Thanksgiving. And that was the only time, you know what? This year, that was the only time I actually missed a live show. So tonight is the first day to do it on Wednesday. So from now on, I'm going to do it on Wednesday. So for Wednesday's show, it's going to be NFL. And then I'm thinking either Thursday or Friday to do college football. I'm thinking Thursday night. So it's going to be college football. So Wednesday's going to be NFL, and then Thursday's going to be college football. And we are also streaming on the podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcast. So you can listen to the audio feed as well. So we have a video feed. You're watching on the YouTube and on X as you're watching me right now by face. And I'm not going to be in the video not too long. I'm just going to do a recap of week 13 and do a preview of week 14. Do something right now. I'm texting somebody. So, now as I was texting, so new Splash Sports customers can use my code UUM2YX to get $10 free when you enter a contest that is $10 or more. So if you are living in Michigan, just like I am, you are able to play Splash Sports. So all you have to do is just download the app, put your information in, use the code, and then if you enter a contest that is $10 or more, you get the $10 free. That's when it starts. Now, if you refer somebody, like, let's say, like, you refer somebody, like, a friend to Splash Sports, you and your friend will get $10 free. Like, it's the same thing. So, that's how you do it. And also, you can follow our social media. It's on X is King O The Hills. And then on Instagram is King of the Hill Survivor. So, on X is King O The Hills. And on Instagram is King of the Hill Survivor. All right. So just want to let you know about that. All right. So we're going to do a recap of week 13. So week 13, in one of my entries, I know one of my entries, I picked the Seattle Seahawks. Of course, the Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings. And then my other one, I had the Seahawks and the Miami Dolphins. And I got to tell you, that game was a very close one between the Dolphins and the New Orleans Saints. I got to put my code in on my phone, but it is what it is. So the only one that was kind of like a shocker, because it really wasn't a shocker, the only a little bit shocker was that the LA Rams lost to the Carolina Panthers. So if you have survived week 13, that's terrific, because some people are in pick one team, pick two teams, and pick three teams. Okay? So let's do a feel. So the team that had the most popular pick was the Chargers. So according to a Pool Genius, it was taken by 41.6% of public entries, as they recommend the Chargers a 17.8% of the time, and they handle the Raiders without much drama. Move on. Then Jacksonville won their game with 16.3% of entries backing up. That one, they was playing against the Tennessee Titans. I was not sure about that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to say the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I do have the Jaguars not being picked in one of my entries, so I'm saving them. And then, of course, on this Thanksgiving weekend and Black Friday, the Rams and the Eagles failed. Okay. So According to Pool Genius, each pick by 7.2% of the public. As I did say, both teams lost. And they recommend the Rams 18.2% at the time. Eagles were 12.1%. And then the Seahawks, they were like 5%. As the Seahawks drew 6% of the pool entries. As Pool Genius recommended Seahawks to 24.5% of the time as they advanced. As the Dolphins was picked by 7% of the public. With Pool Genius on the Dolphins in 3% of entries. And they also won. So, now I'm going to share my screen. Okay, here we go. All right. All right, there we go. Okay, so let's do the NFC first. Okay. So we are in the NFC. So as you see, you got the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears is on a winning streak right now as they are going on the road against Green Bay Packers. I recommend you not picking that. So there's a couple of so if you have Chicago, there are other There's a couple of games you can pick. You can pick in week 15 against Cleveland. That's a home game. Then week 18, because I know week 18, that's a home game against the Detroit Lions. So depends on what we see tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. And I also recommend do not pick Thursday Night Football games because Thursday Night Football games are bad luck. So according to Splash Sports, this is the win probability. They have the Chicago Bears a 25% chance. Then you also look at the Detroit Lions. So in one of my entries, I did pick the Detroit Lions to beat the New York Giants because the Lions won it in overtime. So they got Dallas in week 14. And then this is like, You probably could use Detroit in week 16. You probably could use Detroit in week 16 against Pittsburgh because their defense is not all that. But I will say this about Detroit against the Dallas Cowboys. I will say this. I say at least Detroit does have a better defense than Dallas. Dallas does have the better offense, if might as well say, because from what I'm hearing Amon-Ra St. Brown is injured. So, like I said, if you have Detroit Lions not being picked, I recommend you not picking that game. So if you do it if you have more than one entry. All right. Then we got Green Bay. So Green Bay had a 75% chance of beating the Chicago Bears. This is a rivalry game. So with these two rivalries, I would not recommend you picking that. So you could also look at, in week 18 against the Vikings, because the Vikings look like their season is done. So if you pick Green Bay and take that risk, hey. Great luck for you. If not, I would recommend taking them when they play against the Minnesota Vikings. Then Minnesota and Washington, that's a no-no. I don't like that. I don't like them against the Cowboys. I don't like them against the Giants. That's another one I avoid when the Vikings play against the Giants in week 16. Then 17 and 18, I just don't feel like this Vikings team don't even have an identity, and plus J.J. McCarthy is injured. I just don't feel like the Vikings just don't have enough juice to squeeze. Then I'm also looking at Washington. Jaden Daniels is injured. That's another team I'm very iffy on because Washington almost beat the Denver Broncos. That was kind of scary if you picked Denver. So Washington plays, like I said, on a road game against the Vikings. Then they got to go on the road against the Giants in week 15. Then they got to play Philadelphia in 16, 17. Well, I don't even know Washington would beat Dallas in week 17, but definitely not week 18 against the Eagles. I definitely cannot see Washington beating the Eagles without Jaden Daniels. Then the Giants on the bye. And only time I see the Giants being picked would be in week 17. That's the only way I can see the Giants being picked in week 17. Then Dallas. If you pick Dallas earlier, say by the bell. If not, like I said, don't pick Thursday night football games. I can see if J.J. McCarthy is not playing in week 15 against the Cowboys, I could see people picking Dallas to beat the Minnesota Vikings, okay? Week 16 against the Chargers, I don't know about the Chargers because the Chargers, like a Dr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde, I would avoid that. And I did say before, I could see Dallas beating Washington, and I definitely could see Dallas beating the New York Giants. So you could either pick the Cowboys in week 15, 17 and 18. I am not sure about week 16 against the Chargers. Because the Chargers are very iffy. Then you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you can use them if you don't have them. So you can use them in 14, 15. I recommend you not doing week 16. That's another Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Hyde team is Carolina Panthers, as the Panthers defeated the LA Rams. Week 17 and 18. I would not use the Buccaneers in 16 and 18 simply because, you know, never know what happens with the Carolina Panthers when it comes to when you're picking against them. So I will see them in 14, 15 because Michael Penix Jr. is out. So I see them 14, 15, and 17. Then Carolina, I'm avoiding that. Atlanta, don't like them. Arizona, don't like them. Seattle, now you can use Seattle in 14. That's about it. That's about it. Because the value is going to decrease after that. And then the Rams, they have a lot of value, like 14, 15, 14 against the Cardinals. That's a road game. Week 15, Detroit. Week 16, I would say no. I don't feel confident. 17 on the road against the Falcons, I can see that. And then 18, Arizona. So you can either pick them in 14, 15. 17 and 18. So there's a lot of value if you have the LA Rams on your survival pool. All right. Now we got that out the way. Let's go to the AFC. All right. I just made this yesterday. Okay. All right. There you have it. There is the AFC. So here it is. There's the AFC. So as I'm looking to it, the Cleveland Browns is going to be facing the Tennessee Titans, as the Cleveland Browns has a 68.30%. Now, if you're going to do that, I would, and we know Tennessee is actually bad, and we don't know the status of Shedeur Sanders. Wait, I mean, depending on how he plays. Now, if I were to do that, I would feel comfortable doing it on a, if I have more than two or more entries. Just like I did with the Miami Dolphins against the New Orleans Saints. Now, if you have a better opportunity to pick outside of that, I would recommend you staying away from the Cleveland Browns and the Tennessee Titans if you're just picking just one team on your survivor pool. Now, if there's a chance you have to, if you want to go deep, like I said, you could pick Cleveland unless you have more than one entry. So the Browns open up as a 4-point home favorite, as the Titans has won only once all season. So they're close to fully available. So I will recommend, and also this, I will wait till Saturday, because usually on Saturdays, that's when you really know like which teams to pick, which teams to not, especially with the popular pick. So if it's a popular pick, you may want to avoid somewhere else. So check for that as well. Then you got the Cincinnati Bengals against Buffalo. That's a week 14. That game will be on Fox. That's the first time I ever actually see Fox do a doubleheader for an early game. Because usually they always do NFC or AFC, NFC or NFC, AFC, but hardly ever like a big game for two AFC teams. It's usually CBS does that. So Cincinnati has a road game against Buffalo. I could definitely see picking Cincinnati in week 16, depending on Joe Burrow status. And then 17 and 18. Now, Cincinnati and Cleveland did play each other in week one. And of course, Cincinnati did win that game, by the way. I remember that game. Because I actually did pick that in week one. But yeah, so you got Buffalo road game against Buffalo in week 14. Baltimore week 15. Now they got Lamar Jackson back. 16 and 18. That's the only two times where I could actually see people picking Cincinnati in that situation. So I could either see them in 16 or 18 if you have Cincinnati on your survival pool roster. Now, Cleveland, this is against the Tennessee Titans. This is the only time that you would ever see them being favorite. All right? Like, this is probably like the last chance you'll ever see Cleveland if you have not picked them. If you want to go deeper in the survival pool. But it's worth the risk, like I told you before. Only do it if you have two or more entries if you're going to pick the Cleveland Browns, because you never know about the Cleveland Browns. But I will say this about the Cleveland Browns. They do have a heck of a defense. I will say that about the Cleveland Browns. Now, Pittsburgh on the road against Baltimore. I don't like Pittsburgh. I don't even like Pittsburgh on the road against Baltimore, because that defense for Pittsburgh is like stale. I mean, it's a disaster happen. And this season for Pittsburgh has been a disaster. So I probably could see them in week 15. I could see that, but depending on what the odds look like. So you could probably save that until week 15. That's a road game against the Dolphins. Then Miami. So like I said, a road game against the Jets. At Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa, and New England. I don't know what type of Miami Dolphins team you're actually going to see. So this is like, ugh. And I don't know what type of New York Jets team, but I will say it about the Jets. The Jets do have a pass defense. So I don't got to worry about the Dolphins in one of my entries because I picked them. So I'm like, nope, I'm good. Because I have a lot of better choices than what I have on my survivor pool. Next one we have is Buffalo. So right now it's just Buffalo and New England in the AFC East. So you could actually pick them in week 14, 16, and 18, depending on, but we don't know what's going to exactly happen, what it is, until like week 18, like what's going to fully happen. So the Bills, that is a home game. So 14 and 18 are like home games for the Buffalo Bills. But I'm really iffy on week 16 because Buffalo do have the audacity to screw a game up. I'm not iffy on the week 16. I know Buffalo is going to be favored. I'm really iffy on that on the road game against the Cleveland Browns, especially the Cleveland Browns have like a top 10 defense, even though the 49ers exploited that defense. Oh my goodness. So New England got a bye week after they defeated the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. So they got a home game against the Buffalo Bills, because the last time they met, New England won that game. Then they got Baltimore, a road game. I can see them in 17 and 18. So if you have not used them, 17 and 18. So you may want to use that last in the regular season. Then we also look at Houston. Now, Houston is playing a Sunday Night Football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, with that being said, I will avoid that game, but there's a better choice. You can actually pick Houston, a home game against the Cardinals, a home game against the Las Vegas Raiders. I actually feel a lot confident at. I really do feel confident about that in week 16. And then 17 and 18, 17 is on the road game against the Chargers, and then 18 against the Colts. So I was like, But if I was doing this with the Houston Texans, I would definitely pick them when they play against the Las Vegas Raiders, because the Las Vegas Raiders have a abysmal offense. Then Indianapolis Colts. This one is very tricky. And then according to Splash Force, they got him as a 52.40 win probability against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then they got to go on the road against Seattle. Then they got to play San Francisco. Then they got a home game against Jacksonville. And then the last game is the road game against Houston. Ugh. But like I said, so if you're like on these one picks or two pick survivor pools, make sure you like pay attention to like which team you pick every week and make sure you have a grid just like I just showed you. Then we look at the Tennessee Titans. Of course, we know about the Titans. Don't even worry about that. Now, Denver, you can actually use Denver Broncos against the Raiders. And you could also use them, I don't know, about week 18. If they clinch the division, the AFC West, and try to get the top spot, I could see the Broncos losing that in week 18. Because more likely if they clinch, because by the time they clinch that AFC West, more likely they're going to rest their players. So if they clinch the AFC West, more likely they're going to bench their players. I could actually see the Chargers beating the Broncos in week 18 if Denver clinched the division, whether it's week 18 or a different week. Now, there's a lot of choices you could pick with Kansas City. So you could either pick them in. The game is in Arrowhead, so you can either pick them Sunday Night Football against the Texans, a road game against the Titans, and the Raiders. So I can see 14, probably see 15. So you got 14, 15, so two home games, and then 16. So I can see four. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So 14, 15, 16, and 18. I don't like them when they face against the Broncos. I won't be surprised if the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Denver Broncos, because right now the Chiefs are in a do or die situation. And then with the Chargers, because I did pick the Chargers when they was faced against the Tennessee Titans. So I don't feel confident with the Chargers and Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. I will avoid that. Also avoid the game against Kansas City. I'll also avoid that against the Dallas Cowboys, because, like I said, the Chargers are like a Dr. Jekyll, Dr. Hyde. But all I want to know is this. If Denver do clinch that division, it wouldn't be surprising if I do see the Chargers are being favored. If Denver clinched the division and rest their players for the playoffs. All right, that's about it. Wow, that was very quick. So, thank you very much for those of you who are watching who watched this video version of King of the Hill. Now, you can listen to King of the Hill Survival Pool Show podcast on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts. So, like I said, we will be doing the NFL versions on Wednesday nights. And then I'm thinking of doing college football on Thursday night. So just to keep it separate. And not only that, we also do March Madness Survivor Pools, just like I did last time. That was a lot of fun. So you guys have a nice and wonderful evening. Take care and enjoy your Survivor Pool.
One pick. One throne.